And Avram said, I'll give you bread and you'll eat and everything will be fine. And he ran to Sarah and he told Sarah, go get 3 kemach, lushi vasei ugos, go make challah. V'al bakar ratz Avram, Avram ran to the bakar, v'yikach ben bakar rach v'tov, and he took a ben bakar rach v'tov, v'yinal anar v'yamar lasoso, and make, we know it was to make tongue. V'yikach chem v'chalav, and then he got milk and butter. Uben bakar ashasa, so he took the butter, the milk, and the tongue that he made, and he gave it to them. What happened? I'm asking this question because about 4 weeks ago, we learned this in Shir. We learned this, well, I'm about to say now, we learned this in Shir. So you should be able to give me an answer very easily. Okay? So Rashi asks right away, V'lechem lo hevi? What about the bread? What about the bread? He asked it to bring bread, milk and milk and butter, and tongue. And all he gave them was milk, butter, and tongue. I mean, what happened to the sandwiches he promised them? What happened to the bread? Lafisha pierced Sarah Nida. Right when they came, Sarah became a Nida. Shechazala Ora Kanashim. She became young again. Right when they came, she became she had a nida. Osiyam v'nitma isa, and the isa became tame. Sarah was the one making the bread. Yishmael was the one that was making the meat. Someone else was making the butter. Someone else was making the milk. Sarah was the one making the bread. And while she was making that dough, she became a nida. So the dough became tame. Now, is there anything wrong with eating tamei bread?
No.
Did you ever see a heksher in the world? kemach yashan, kemach pasisrael, kemach tar. Did you ever see kemach tar?
If you pay them never. Enough, they'll pinch it off.
What?
Millions.
Yeah. Kemach tar, we'll make millions. Come up with a new. We don't do this. But in the time of the Gemara, the great tzaddikim, it says they ate chulin betara. Even a Yisrael ate chulin only tahar. Great tzaddikim.
What's tahar mean there?
Tahar, that wasn't tamei. Here, Avram, you know, the bread became tamei. So Avram didn't serve it. So the question is, very good, Avram is a great, great tzaddik. He's not going to eat bread betuma, that's tamei. But 3 Arabs coming to his house, you know, Avram is this great Hakhnas Arkham. Why not serve it to them? There's nothing in the real world wrong with them. It's a chumrah of a chumrah of a chumrah. Avram kept that chumrah. They didn't have that chumrah. So why didn't Avram feed it to them? That's my question. Wait. That no answers now. But that's the question. Everyone understand the question? Okay. Speaking about this, in Bechorov Davavam Abeis, Bechoros, Davavam Abeis, the Gemara questions whether why are you allowed to drink milk? My question is, why are you allowed to drink milk? Now, there's a lot of answers in the Gemara why you're allowed to drink milk. They try to bring psukim, they try to bring all kinds of things. The first thing is, well, if the Torah says, don't eat milk or meat. That must be that milk is mutter, you know. That's the first thing it says. But the question is, now why shouldn't you be allowed to drink milk? What?
Because it's coming from
Eivir Menachai. What?
I didn't see how, I just threw it out.
Okay. The reason why you shouldn't be able to drink milk is Eivir Menachai. You're not allowed to eat something from a living animal. Milk is something from a living animal. there shouldn't be a heter to drink milk. So the Gemara looks for a teirim to drink. So the Gemara looks for a teirim. Nothing in your hands today? Empty handed?
You don't have to come without cake.
Jokes have been so many times.
Okay.
You can't be without a cake. Where is
I said empty handed. You didn't have to explain it. Okay? Anyway, so the Gemara asks, so the Gemara says, so why I got to drink milk?
It's not an even.
So now you're trying to answer the Gemara's question. So you should have been an Amora and wrote, hey, this is not an Aver, you know, like whatever it is. But that's the Gemara. The Gemara has to bring proof from this. And the Gemara doesn't bring this proof. Why? Avram kept the kol terkula. Avram fed them milk. Are goyim allowed to eat Aver Minachai?
No.
No. Would Avram be over Lifnei Iver?
Yes.
No. He kept the whole Torah. He wouldn't be over Lifnei Iver.
Meaning if they weren't...
If it's trade for them, he wouldn't serve it to them.
Right.
And he did serve their milk. So this should be the best proof. This should be a proof that milk is mutter. This should be the best proof. The Gemara doesn't bring this proof. The Gemara looks for all these way out proofs. Really way out proofs. This is the simplest proof.
Which Gemara is this?
Bukhara is the Vavam Beis. Bukhoros, the Vavam Beis. This is the simplest proof. I can't have answers now.
No, it's not
yeah.
It's a question on that. Then what about honey with bees? What's the, like?
Okay, so that's also another Gemara. Yeah, it's a problem. There's a problem. Okay, yes?
It's just funny that then it comes out from here that Abraham like followed something that it was learned but from him.
Him not sinning against
You're right. You're right. You say, so how did Avram know you could give milk?
No,
because he did. Because he did it. Okay, anyway. That is funny, by the way. Okay, that's another question. The third question is a harder question. The third question, it's very hard to answer, but maybe I get an answer for somebody here. It says, we learned from this parsha that Avram was Misakan Shachris. Avram was Misakan Shachris. Where is it in this parsha? What? He woke up in the morning to daven. It says, Avram was Misakan Shachris, Yitzhak Mincha, and Yaakov Mayriv. And the question is, Yitzhak and Yaakov, why were they Misakan Mincha? Why was Yitzhak Misakan Mincha? You have to look at it. I'm going to tell you in the most simplistic way possible. It's not that simplistic, but I'm going to tell you not the simplest way possible. Well, Yitzhak said, hey, you know, you have to thank Hashem and ask Hashem for your needs. In the morning, Avram needed breakfast, so he davened for breakfast. I need lunch. I'll daven for lunch. Yaakov needed supper, so daven for supper. That's what really Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv is. Therefore, Avram also ate breakfast, lunch, and supper. So why did Avram only daven Shachris? That's the question. Why was waited to Yitzchak and Yaakov? And the question is on Yitzchak also. Didn't Yitzchak need supper? You know, why didn't Avram? He needed breakfast, lunch, and supper, so he should daven three times a day. What?
Yitzchak also. He didn't have
That's what I'm saying. Yitzchak also. Why didn't he ask for supper?
Breakfast, brunch.
Yeah. you want to have your own tefillah here for brunch? That's Kiddush Club, right? It's Kiddush Club. Okay.
I have a question. Are we saying that is the reason why Avram davened in the morning?
Because you have to ask Hashem for your needs and thank Hashem for your needs, yeah. But, you know, it's very simple. Don't take it just literally. Yitzchak asked for lunch. It means at that time of the day, you ask for that. You know, you have what you need in the morning, what you need in the afternoon, what you need at night. That's what you ask for. So why didn't Avram hold of this? Okay. The Gemara Sanhedrin, I think it's Tzadik Tes on the Beis. I think it's like, maybe it's Tzadik Tes on the Aleph. The Gemara says, whoever says a very famous saying, and the Gemara was a very famous saying, you hear it today also. You hear it, all through Jews we hear it. Whoever says, Ma'ahanu li Rabbanan. You know what that means? What did rabbis do for me? All the rabbis did was make it harder. They took a very nice religion, and then they made it hard. You know, can you imagine what Jews would be without the Gemara? Jews would be like very easy, except for Shabbos. Except for Shabbos, Jews would be very easy. But whoever says is a kofar, because the Rabbanan don't do it for themselves. The Rabbanan do it because that's what Akash Baruch Hu meant. So you're a kofar if you say Ma'ahanu li Rabbanan. Okay? The Gemara there talks about where you know this from, that it's so wrong to say Ma'ahanu li Rabbanan. And one of the things the Gemara brings is our Parsha, Parsha's Vayera. Parsha's Vayera. And the Rebbe Eliyahu Payan explains it in his Sefer is very interesting, which has to do a lot with us today. He says, can you imagine what would have happened? Avram said, if there's 10 people stave stone, Hashem would have... Yeah, there's 10 people. Stone would have been saved, right? Now, what do you think stone would have thought about those 10 people?
They're horrible.
What?
They're horrible.
They're horrible. Because they didn't know that they saved them. Oh, they're horrible. What are leeches? They were in a kollel. They're leeches for society. They're leeches for society. They're not helping society at all. They're running in kollel. Hey, they saved your lives. That's Ma'ahanu li Rabbanan. The Rabbanan are saving our lives. The Rabbanan learning are saving our lives. We don't even understand it. But just think about stone. If there had been 10 people, no one in stone would have known about it at all. And they would have saved their lives. Same thing today. Same thing today. I hear it from so many people. What does your son-in-law do? Oh, my son-in-law does nothing. He learns. I hate that. I hate that. My son, oh, he does nothing. He learns. You ever hear that? What do you mean? My son does nothing. He learns. He's saving the world. You know, what you're saying is Ma'ahanu li Rabbanan. He's saving the world. Your son-in-law is saving the world. You know, I hear people call, that's what I say, Kol guys, leeches society. Where do they love saying that? In Israel. What?
Everywhere.
In Israel, they love. Oh, they don't go to the army, they're leeches to society in Israel. Of course you need the army, but you need also the Kol guys learning.
Well, you put the bullets in their guns.
What?
You put the bullets in their guns.
Okay. If that's what you know. Truth is, they don't need guns. We are their guns. But that's, you know, to say, so many people in Israel, oh, what did Yeshiva Baruch Hu do for us? It sounds like stone. It sounds like stone. Hey, they save us. The people in the army save us, and you need both. And the people are sitting and learning. But this, you learn from this week's parasha, just think about it. What would the people in Sodom said if they would have been saved? That's us. Every day we're alive here with all the anti-Semitism going on and everything that's going on. People hate us. Don't think that Goyim like Jews. The Gemara says, Halacha Esav Sona Etz Yaakov. Don't think. Do you know why Jews are doing so good so well in America? Because of you guys. Because of you guys. That's why. Don't sell yourself short. When your father asks you, why are you learning? Go do something. Go to the work. You can tell him, I'm saving the world. He won't believe, but yeah. You're saving the world. David, save the world. Go for it. Oh, pet peeve. Pet peeve time. I love my pet peeves. I love my pets. I love my pets.
Does Rebbe feed this one or not?
What?
Does Rebbe feed this one?
I feed this one. Because this, just yesterday, someone came to my office really upset about this. Really upset about this. My biggest pet peeve is when you take the Torah and you use it for it to be a Russia. You use the Torah to be Russia. You know that's my favorite pet peeve.
To be a Russia.
As the Gemara says, the Torah can be two things, Sam Hamaves and Sam Achayim. And yesterday, someone used this parsha to make somebody cry. Mom used to make somebody cry. Guy came into the office and he cried. And then he went upstairs to paint. Okay. Okay, I just had to say that. That was terrible. That was terrible. That was terrible. That was bad. Okay, but a guy comes to my office and says, Rebbe, everyone hates me here. And the people have no midos. I said, what happened? He says, I was davening, and the guy comes over to me and says, please leave, this is my makom. I go, I hate that. This is my makom. So what are you saying? You're saying our parsha, the Gemara and our parsha. The Gemara says, oh, it's really a great thing to daven in a makom kavua. Where did we learn it from? From Avraham Avinu, this week's parsha. A great thing. Oh, daven in a makom kavua. Now, why does the Gemara want you to daven in a makom kavua? That's true. You have your makom. You walk in. You know you have your makom. You know you sit down. You don't have to worry about anything. You sit. You can daven with kavana. Someone walking around the back. I see guys walk around the back and davening. What kind of kavana do you have? Just walk around the back. I call it chap plop. You know what chap plop is? Chap plop. You chap a davening. You plop a davening. I don't know. It's called chap plop. But you know chap plop. Yeah. Well, yeah. But still, that's a very nice thing. It's the Eitzah Tovah of the Gemara. Right, there's an Eitzah Tovah. You're going to use the Gemara's Eitzah Tovah and go and such non ben adam l'chavero, go and make a person cry and embarrass him in front of everybody? You got derisors here. What you're doing is you're using the Torah, you make a travesty of the Torah. My makom. Never do that to anybody. So the guy's in your seat. So find a different seat. Never walk over to a guy. You're in my makom. The best, if you really want to dive in your place, you walk over to somebody, he says, you know, I have another place for you that's better than this. And you find him another seat before you go to a seat. Okay. But my makom. Someone once told me, what's the difference between a Jews for Jesus shul and a regular shul? It says, in a Jews for Jesus shul, the first thing you hear when you walk in is, oh, hello, so happy to have you, we love you. In a regular shul, the first thing you hear, you're in my seat. Right? Okay?
It's a different goal.
What?
It's a different goal.
It once happened to me. It was happening. I went to a shul for bar mitzvah or something, and I sat down in a seat, and the guy comes over to me, like, he walked in Shmanesri time. Like, you walk in Shmanesri and tell somebody you're in my... He says to me, you're in my seat. And I just got up. I love doing these things. It's just my type of thing. I threw off my yarmulke. I said, that's why I hate Judaism. That's why I hate, especially religious Jews. I come in and, I want to pray to God. Let me try it. And you come in, you're in my seat. And I just walked out. And the guy starts shaking. I love it. What? You're going to do it, David?
I'm in there.
Okay, good. Yeah.
It would have been better if everyone was like this white kippah.
Okay, but didn't have it. Yeah. Oh, this works also, believe me. It works. It works. Okay. Okay. Well, so you can't use a Gemara for this. You can't. You can't. Okay.
Maybe I like the phrase "fumming in the poke."
Okay, that's a good phrase. That's a good phrase. Yeah, that's a good phrase. Avram says to Avimelech, Avimelech says, "I didn't do anything. Why do you think we're from here? Why do you think I took your wife? I didn't know your wife. I didn't know anything." So Avram says to him, "Rak ein yiris hakim b'makom hazeh. Rak ein yiris hakim." So what does it got to do with "Rak ein yiris hakim b'makom hazeh"? It's the law. There was the law in there that you couldn't have a relation with someone else's wife. You couldn't commit adultery. So why "Rak ein yiris hakim b'makom hazeh"? Rabbi Chanan Wasserman came to give a speech in Rav Hildesheimer's yeshiva in Germany in the 1920s. And Rabbi Chanan said in front of the yeshiva, "Everyone leave Germany. Germany is the worst place in the world." And the Bracham told him, "What are you talking about? Germany is the best place in the world. They are the most fine people. They're the most ben adam chavero. It's always please. It's always thank you. It's always that's what Germans are. That's what Germans are. And excuse me and please and thank you." And Rabbi Chanan said, "Rak ein yiris hakim b'makom hazeh." Rabbi Chanan said, "All these great things, if it comes from pure ethics, it comes from morality of your own, you can lose that in a second. It has to come from yiris Hashem." And that's what we see today. And Rabbi Chanan said, everyone said by the war, Rabbi Chanan was so right. The Germans, if on the way to the gas chamber, a Jew would be a little out of line, the German would come over, "Excuse me, please get back into line." Okay? Rak in years Hashem, it comes by years Hashem. Today, the great liberals in our society, they want everything. Oh, we care about everybody. We care about this. We care about that. Everything's mutter. We care about everything. That's what morality changes, because it doesn't come from years old, Kim. Morality has to come, not because it's the right thing to do. It's the moral thing to do. It's the ethical thing to do. No, it's because what Hashem wants. That's what Hashem wants. Everything has to come for Yitzchem, or else we'll end up what we have today. Burning down stores and burning down things and killing people. And I read someplace that there was some fishermen who were fishing for this little fish, but this little fish was going extinct. So these people from I don't know what bombed their boat and killed them to save the fish. That's moral. Kill a person to save a little fish. Rock in years, O Kimba Makamaza. Have a good Shabbos.
I like how you checked your watch. That's far. I don't know if it was Dafka or not. By the way, I have an answer for one of those questions. I never have an answer.
Yeah,